Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today, I got something that I know you're asking. I know this is you that asked this question. And because you asked that question, I'm here to serve. The question of the day is, do you need a PMP to be a project manager? Okay, I'll make it quick. No. All right, thank you. Oh, you want more? Okay. Let me explain. No, you do not need a PMP to be a project manager, but it wouldn't be right if I don't give the foundational and then three principles, three core concepts to support the foundation. So, what is a PMP? PMP is a project management professional. I know that's crazy, right? Project management professional certification. That's what the acronym PMP stands for. You can only attain a PMP from the Project Management Institute, better known to the world as the PMI. Why is this of capturing the PMP, or I should say obtaining the PMP, important? It's important because it opens the door for career advancements. I was reading a story. Now, again, it was a blog. And a question was asked. It said, hey, so do you think it makes sense to get a PMP? And they were like, well, it depends on where you're going with your career. If you're not planning on being a project manager, then no. But if you plan on making a career out of project management, it seemed like you would want to get the PMP or any other certification. But here we're talking about the PMP. And so getting the PMP, so within this, in this whole blog, I'll sum it up for you real fast, family. And the blog, they were saying, so this person was working at this job. They've been there for about 5 years and decided, you know, they want to make a job change, not a career change, but a job change. And they never went and got their PMP, probably 15, 20 years of experience, just a lot of experience. But they were being advised that they were being passed over. And the only way they found that out is because they had a conversation with the recruiter and they asked, hey, I have the experience. Why am I getting passed over? And they were like, well, the hiring manager wanted somebody with the experience and a PMP. So when you ask the question, family, do you need a PMP in order to be a project manager? You don't. But I encourage you to go after, if you're making a career of this, if this is a pit stop for you, then hey, yeah, no, don't go get the PMP. I wouldn't recommend that. But if this is not a pit stop for you and you're invested in you, you're invested in your career, you know that project management can create and provide for you and your family. If this is something you really need to do and you want to do, then yes, go get your PMP. Because the career advancements that come out of that, of being able to do things like this, make videos, to be able to do signature talks. I mean, there's so many amazing things that can come out of having your PMP, but keep this in mind, because you know, this is what would tend to happen sometimes. And I know this is a whole nother video, but people will go get their PMP, pass the test, and then that's it. That reminds me of the interview that when I seen J. Cole do, is when he was giving an example, and I'm paraphrasing, he was just like, you know, the biggest thing was getting signed. And now that you got signed, it's like, oh, I'm signed. No, now it just starts. Because now you signed, now you got to go even harder than you did before you were even signed. Because now you got it. So now you got to go do something with it. A better example is that is like, and what I heard Kobe, he would always talk about, it was just like, people were so excited to get to the league because now they could take care of their family. You know, the financial pressures that they once had, I'm not going to say goes away because, you know, Biggie even said it, more money, more problems. So, but what I'm saying is that it gives them somewhat of a cushion. And what happened is you fought so hard. You did these two-a-days, these three-a-days to get to the league. You make it to the league, and now you take a break. You rest now? What did Kobe say? Kobe said, his teacher said, never rest in the middle, rest in the end. So I'm saying all of this, family. I'm giving you example after example of saying, again, it's a career advancement. It's saying to a future employer, you're taking this thing that they call project management serious. You're committed. You're willing to do more than the next project manager that doesn't have the certification. And again, that person that doesn't have the certification, they actually may be a better project manager than you are. I'm just saying. But if I have two resumes and I have one that has a PMP and one that doesn't, and they're equal as far as, let's say, equal as far as with work experience and education, I'm going to go with the one with the PMP. Because I know how hard it was to get the PMP. I know the time that was, I know the commitment that was required, the financial commitment, the time commitment, the overall of just giving up on entertainment or the things that I love to do, or the books I love to read, or the videos, games that I may love to play. I know what it took. It's not something I think, I know what it took. And so because I know that, I'm more willing and adapt. If I'm looking at two different resumes equal across and one has the PMP and one doesn't, I'm gonna go with that person. Because again, as I stated, I know what it took. So when you're trying to understand this question, and we're trying to literally unpack this question here, do you really think that not getting a PMP is worth it? I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with that. I think getting a PMP makes you more competitive in this market, especially in these days and times in this market. You want to be as competitive between you. Just like I gave you the example with the two resumes, you want to be that resume with the PMP. And of course, I'm an advocate for it, and I'm fighting and pushing for it because, again, I knew what it took, and I know what it takes to go through that, to get that actual certification. Also, what I love about this whole question, and I get excited about this question because this is a common debate about the PMP, like, oh, if I don't have the PMP, does that not classify me as a project manager? No, again, it doesn't. It truly doesn't. But we're still going to come back to the core concept of saying, are you someone that is interested or committed? Because if you are, then this allows you, again, this allows for opportunity to even talk about within the organization, maybe even lead or develop a project management office, or have the ability to actually take what you learn. Because you remember, you have to go through contact hours. There's a certain amount of contact hours that are required in order to sit and pass the PMP exam. And because that is the case, the more opportunity that you're being exposed to, I'll say the project management book work, again, subjective, but my personal thought and view, it will make you a better project manager. I don't see why you have no choice. I should step back because I forgot. I'm sorry, fam. You do have a choice, because if you're just learning the information, just to learn it and not apply it, then yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to make sense. But I really believe if this is a career or a movement, because project management to me, I look at it as a movement, because it really helps you learn many facets of a business, from the financials, from having business acumen as being a professional. So it's all these different things you have to think of. And so when you are making a decision like, hey, I'm not going to go get my PMP, that's fine. But understand that if you choose not to go get your PMP and this is a field you want to stay in, don't get frustrated or don't get upset when someone has the same skill set or the same level as you guys are at the same level. And the only factor that separated you from not getting this role over someone else is because you didn't have the PMP. Don't let that be you, especially if you have the skill set to go and, you know, take this test, which you should, because you've been practicing project management for 4 years or more. So I know you have the skill set, or I assume you have the skill set, and that now all you need to do is go get the book version to learn how it's done, and being able to combine those two to go sit and pass the PMP exam successfully. This has been your boy ED, and this has been another Conscious Agility Movement. Before you go, please click that link in the description. Click Ask ED if you got questions for me. New mentorship program is coming soon. So again, this is not going to be free. The reason why it's not going to be free is because if I give it to you free, you won't be as invested in it as you would be if it cost you something. Anytime something costs you, you're going to be more adept to pay attention to what's going on. Until next time, I'm out.